The Osgood File, sponsored by LifeLock. Relentlessly protecting your identity. Just type in Osgood at LifeLock.com for 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Type in Osgood at LifeLock.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It took a while, but the justice system finally caught up with James Whitey Bulger, the Boston mob leader who became famous all over again as the model for Jack Nicholson's character in The Departed.
Do you know who I am?
More after this from Charlie. Strangling two women with his bare hands, chaining two men to chairs, then executing them, just a few of the 19 murders Whitey Bulger was accused of, and he knew how to get away with it. He served as an FBI informant on rival mobsters to get the government to put his competition out of business, then he would turn around and buy off corrupt cops to keep himself in business. No surprise, the former competition was only too happy to testify against him.
I'll go along with a lot of things, but not no Judas, not no informant. I never informed or ratted on nobody. If I could have killed him, I'd have killed him, but he wasn't there.
John Martirano, a convicted hitman who spoke to 60 Minutes in 2008. Bulger didn't put up much of a defense, except to deny that he ever ratted on anyone. And he said he'd never kill a woman. In his world, that's what passes for honor. His attorney was under no illusions.
Mr. Bulger knew that he was going to die behind the walls of a prison or on a gurney getting injected.
And even though he was convicted on all but one count yesterday, as he was led away from the courtroom, he turned to his relatives and gave a thumbs up. Maybe because he knows that even though he'll die behind bars, he will never entirely disappear.
No one gives it to you. You have to take it.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.